In John 3:8, the Lord Jesus Christ introduces a surprising metaphor to this great teacher among the Jews called Nicodemus. He said, "The wind blows where it wishes. You hear the sound of it, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it's going. So is everyone who's born of the Spirit." What does he mean? In the original language of the Hebrew Scriptures, the word that's translated spirit can also be translated breath. It can also be translated wind. It's the word ruach. And what Jesus is saying here is that we can't track the activity of the Spirit of God. We can't predict it. We can't inspire it in terms of what we might call, in a negative way, manipulation. The Spirit is sovereign. The Spirit is free. The Spirit is independent. He does what He wants to do. In that sense, we can't predict the activity of the Holy Spirit in an individual's life any more than we can predict which way the wind is going to blow in the next 5 minutes. So what Jesus is doing is he's making sure that Nicodemus understands that this is not a thing he's in charge of. Nicodemus was used to being in charge of lots of things. He had come to qualify the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ makes it clear, no, I'm going to qualify you. We're going to discover who's the true judge and who's the real king in this dialogue. And this is something that you must be totally dependent upon the Spirit of God for. You have not the resources within yourself to usher in the kingdom of God or even to recognize the kingdom of God. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart.